I just like that song, and they got a better stereo than I do. I don't do anything with it. Sorry. Personal indulgence, totally. I got a really shitty stereo. I brought my Dylan tapes down here. You know he sings? I mean, this opened up a whole new fucking world. All these years, I'm buying his albums, G chord, C chord, G chord, C chord. What kind of genius is this? There's lyrics. Some quite profound. I think he has potential. Glad you brought a book in case the show bores you. Very nice. Hope you all brought reading material with you tonight. If not, we can pass Juliet around the room. Anyone at any point feels like you want to read Juliet? Okay. He's big in Montreal. Oh, I love Montreal. Is that where you're from? Let's get back to my show. End of audience participation. Now, I'm not that quick on my feet, you know. It's an illusion. Anyway, folks, I appreciate you coming out. It's a very sentimental evening for me and a very exciting one, but this is my final live performance I am ever going to do stand-up comedy-wise. True. No, don't get me wrong. It's not sour grapes. I've loved every, you know, moment of the 16 years I've been doing it, and total anonymity in the country I love, and every delayed flight, every Econo Lodge. I've loved it all. Playing the comedy pouch in Possum Ridge, Arkansas every 3 months. It was my treat. Every broken relationship was a hoot. But now, the reason I'm quitting is actually good news. I found out today I got my own TV show on CBS coming out in 94. Yeah. It's not a talk show. Thank God. Thank Krishna. Thank Buddha. Thank Muhammad. Thank Allah. Calm down. It's not a talk show. It is a half-hour weekly show that I will host entitled Let's Hunt and Kill Billy Ray Cyrus. Thanks. So y'all will tune in? Cool. Fairly self-explanatory. Each week we let the hounds of hell loose and we chase that jarhead, no talent, cracker asshole all over the globe till I finally catch that fruity little ponytail of his, pull him to his knees, put a gun in his mouth. And we'll be back in 95 with Let's Hunt and Kill Michael Bolton. So, thanks a lot. You see, the run is fairly limitless with this idea. We're not going to run out of storylines anytime too fucking soon here. And we're kicking it all off with our Marky Mark Vanilla Ice MC Hammer Christmas Spectacular. And I don't want to give away any secrets, but the first one we hunt and kill on the Christmas special is Marky Mark because his pants kept falling around his ankles and he couldn't run away. It's hilarious. He's hopping along. I crossbow him right in the abs. And there's something really neat. You'll see him laying face down in snow and his blood seeping out and the snow melting and he just sinks from view. I'm telling you, it has the weird, you just kind of, he's gone. Oh, you stretch, your bowels loosen. My first solid shit in a year, yeah. I had no idea the psychic price I was paying, that he existed simultaneously with me on the planet. I didn't know the burden that I carried every day. Every fucking billboard, oh, there he is again. When he goes down, I'm telling you, the clouds lift, birds are sunlight. Hey, brother, everyone's walking with a step. All I'm trying to do, folks, is rid the world of all these fevered egos that are tainting our collective unconscious and making us pay a higher psychic price than we can fucking imagine. That, in fact, is how I exactly pitched it to the network. Seriously, I went in and I said, I want to do a show where we rid the world of all these fevered egos that are tainting our collective unconscious. And the CBS guy goes, will there be titty? And I said, yeah, all right, sure. boom, a check falls in my lap. I'm a producer. We've had creative meetings. What are these titties going to do? Oh, jiggle? Son, you're a genius. Where have you been all our lives? Oh, at the Comedy Pouch in Possum Ridge, Arkansas, you fuck. I had no idea if I said the word titty, I'd get my own show. But damn it. Damn me for not thinking of that. What does everyone love? I do hope Marky Mark's abs count as titties, but I don't know. Don't be disappointed. I'm sure there's enough egregious women on this list that I'll find somewhere down the line. None yet, but...